闵行区2016年高三英语一模试卷12。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Is it possible to take me to the nearest post office in 15 minutes? I really need to send this parcel as early as possible.
Don't worry. I can make it in 10 minutes if the traffic is good enough.
Question. Whom is the woman probably talking to?
2. Your new dress looks really nice on you.
Can you believe it? I got it for $50, only one-third of the regular price.
Question. What is the regular price of the dress? 3. I'm sorry, madam. The bus is somewhat behind schedule. Take a seat and I'll tell you as soon as we know something definite.
Thank you. I'll just sit here and read the newspaper in the meantime.
Question. What does the man say about the bus? 4. What's the matter with Sherry?
She becomes nervous whenever it comes to speaking in public.
Question. What do we learn about Sherry from the conversation?
5. Are you leaving for lunch? Could you fetch a sandwich for me? I have to get the meeting room ready for the 2 o'clock meeting.
No problem. Would you like a coffee too?
Question. What is the woman busy doing? 6. When I go on a diet, I eat only fruit, and that takes off weight quickly.
I prefer to eat whatever I want, and then jog regularly to lose weight.
Question. How does the man control his weight?
7. Did you see the chocolate I bought yesterday? I remember I left it on the table here in the kitchen.
You should know the result when you put the chocolate on the place where your son can reach.
Question. What does the woman mean?
8. With all the spelling and grammar mistakes in your resume, I doubt if you could get any chance for an interview.
Thank you for your time. I'll go through it more carefully before sending it out.
Question. What does the woman mean?9. I think you should narrow the topic down. There's no way that you could clearly state your current topic in a 3,000-word paper.
You're right. I should think it over and reconsider my topic before taking it to my professor.
Question. What will the man probably do? 10.John, I can hear you complain about your work almost every day. Why don't you quit the so-called disgusting job?
Are you kidding? In such an economy, where can I get such a well-paid job?
Question. What does the man imply? 1. B. Directions.In Section B, you will hear 1 short passage and 2 longer conversations. After each passage or conversation, you'll be asked several questions. The passage and the conversations will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one will be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Sometime earlier this year, I took a trip to England and France because I wanted to go to see some friends in France. But one thing that struck me very much was the difference in attitudes toward smoking. To be frank, people in Europe smoke like chimneys. There are anti-smoking signs all over the place, but no one seems to pay much attention to them. People seem to smoke anywhere and everywhere. And even though there are anti-smoking campaigns. In fact, when I was in England, there was a discussion several times over the radio about a member of the World Cup team who smoked. And people were actually saying, well, he shouldn't be on the team because he's a bad example for our children. If they want to look at bad examples for their children with smoking, they should just go out on the street or go into the subways because so many of them are smoking in very inappropriate places. So this experience in Europe gave me more over respect for people who smoke in this country. There are a lot of American smokers who have attitudes, you know. They will claim their right to smoke whenever they want, but they will follow the rules. If there is a no smoking sign, they will go outside, and they will not smoke where they're asked not to smoke. In general, they do have consideration for non-smokers. They will ask, "Can I smoke?" Whereas it seems to me, at least in Europe, that people just smoked. They didn't ask for permission.
Now listen again, please.
Sometime earlier this year, I took a trip to England and France because I wanted to go to see some friends in France. But one thing that struck me very much was the difference in attitudes toward smoking. To be frank, people in Europe smoke like chimneys. There are anti-smoking signs all over the place, but no one seems to pay much attention to them. People seem to smoke anywhere and everywhere. And even though there are anti-smoking campaigns. In fact, when I was in England, there was a discussion several times over the radio about a member of the World Cup team who smoked. And people were actually saying, well, he shouldn't be on the team because he's a bad example for our children. If they want to look at bad examples for their children with smoking, they should just go out on the street or go into the subways, because so many of them are smoking in very inappropriate places. So this experience in Europe gave me more over respect for people who smoke in this country. There are a lot of American smokers who have attitudes, you know. They will claim their right to smoke whenever they want, but they will follow the rules. If there is a no smoking sign, they will go outside, and they will not smoke where they're asked not to smoke. In general, they do have consideration for non-smokers. They will ask, "Can I smoke?" Whereas it seems to me, at least in Europe, that people just smoked. They didn't ask for permission.
Questions 11. What does the speaker say about smoking in Europe?
What was the result of his experience in Europe?
13. What is the passage mainly about?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
A scientific team is studying the thinking ability of 11 and a half month old children. The test is a simple one. The baby watches a sort of show on a small stage. In Act 1 of the show, a yellow cube is lifted from a blue box and moved across the stage. Then it is returned to the box. This is repeated 6 times. Act 2 is similar, except that the yellow cube is smaller. Baby boys do not react at all to the difference and the size of the cube, but girls immediately become excited. The scientists interpret the girls' excitement as an indication, which means that they are trying to understand what they have just seen. They're wondering why Act 2 is odd and how it differs from Act 1. In other words, the little girls are reasoning. This experiment certainly does not definitely prove that girls start to reason before boys. but it provides a clue that scientists would like to study more carefully. Although it is known that bones, muscles, and nerves develop faster in baby girls, perhaps it is early nerve development that makes some infant girls show more intelligence than infant boys.Scientists have also found that baby girls usually talk at an earlier age than boys do. Scientists think that there is a physical reason for this. They believe that the nerve endings in the left side of the brain develop faster in girls than in boys, and it is this side of the brain that strongly influences an individual's ability to use language and remember things.
Now listen again, please.
A scientific team is studying the thinking ability of 11 and a half month old children. The test is a simple one. The baby watches a sort of show on a small stage. In act one of the show, a yellow cube is lifted from a blue box and moved across the stage. Then it is returned to the box. This is repeated 6 times. Act two is similar, except that the yellow cube is smaller.Baby boys do not react at all to the difference and the size of the cube, but girls immediately become excited. The scientists interpret the girls' excitement as an indication, which means that they are trying to understand what they have just seen. They're wondering why Act 2 is odd and how it differs from Act 1. In other words, the little girls are reasoning.This experiment certainly does not definitely prove that girls start to reason before boys. But it provides a clue that scientists would like to study more carefully. Although it is known that bones, muscles, and nerves develop faster in baby girls, perhaps it is early nerve development that makes some infant girls show more intelligence than infant boys.Scientists have also found that baby girls usually talk at an earlier age than boys do. Scientists think that there is a physical reason for this. They believe that the nerve endings in the left side of the brain develop faster in girls than in boys, and it is this side of the brain that strongly influences an individual's ability to use language and remember things.
Questions. 14.What is the difference between Act 1 and Act 2 in the test?
How do the scientists interpret their observation from the experiment?
According to the passage,Which of the following descriptions about girls is true?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
I am so relieved I just finished the story I was working on for our creative writing course.
I haven't quite finished mine yet. I had trouble getting past the beginning.
How come?
Well, I was really happy to be writing a detective story, but after the first few pages, I sort of froze up mentally. I just couldn't write anymore.
The same thing happened to me. I thought it meant I lacked imagination.
Well, Professor Wilson said it's pretty common for writers to get stuck like that.
You went to talk to her about it?
Actually, I went to ask for more time to finish the assignment, but instead she gave me some advice about how to write better. She said that the first thing I should do is just to write anything that comes into my head, even if it doesn't make any sense, sort of warm-up exercise.
That's interesting. When I get stuck, I shift to something else, you know. Do some work for one of my other courses.
Well, her method seemed to have worked for me.I've written most of the story, and I should be able to hand it in on time. But first, I need to go to the jewelry store.
You are going shopping? Can't you wait until you finish your story?
My detective solves a jewelry store robbery, so I want to take a look at how the jewelry cases are arranged, where the security cameras are located, that sort of thing.
Now listen again, please. I am so relieved I just finished the story I was working on for our creative writing course.
I haven't quite finished mine yet. I had trouble getting past and beginning.
How come?
Well, I was really happy to be writing a detective story, but after the first few pages, I sort of froze up mentally. I just couldn't write anymore.
The same thing happened to me. I thought it meant I lacked imagination.
Well, Professor Wilson said it's pretty common for writers to get stuck like that.
You went to talk to her about it?
Actually, I went to ask for more time to finish the assignment, but instead she gave me some advice about how to write better. She said that the first thing I should do is just to write anything that comes into my head, even if it doesn't make any sense, sort of warm-up exercise.
That's interesting. When I get stuck, I shift to something else, you know. Do some work for one of my other courses.
Well, her methods seem to have worked for me. I've written most of the story, and I should be able to hand it in on time. But first, I need to go to the jewelry store.
You are going shopping? Can't you wait until you finish your story?
My detective solves a jewelry store robbery, so I want to take a look at how the jewelry cases are arranged, where the security cameras are located, that sort of thing.
Questions. 17. What are the speakers mainly talking about?
'18. What was the woman's problem?
'19. What did the professor tell the woman to do?
'20. Why is the woman going to the jewelry store? That's the end of listening comprehension.